him like oil from Mary's alabaster box.
All right, so taking a look at this release, renewal, restoration. By the way, just in case you're saying, okay, well, those are groups of people that you've been talking about. Let me give you an idea of an individual who was anointed by God. And he too had a time limit. The first king of Israel, Saul, he was anointed, literally anointed by God. But he was unfaithful. And so it wasn't that long after he began to reign as king that God determined, I'm removing this guy from the throne. And interestingly enough, when God determined that it was time to get Saul, King Saul, out of the way, he had him fighting against the Philistines. And in that battle, one of those battles, because they had some battles where this didn't happen, but because they were fighting the Philistines constantly. But in a battle against the Philistines, he lost his life. And when God was talking with David, while David was on his deathbed, and God was letting David know how his relationship with David's son, who would succeed King David on the throne, would go, God said, listen, if he sins against me, I'll use the whips of man to discipline him, to chastise him. But I will not withdraw my love from him as I withdrew it from Saul and removed him from the earth. It wasn't just coincidental that King Saul was run through and decided, hey, I don't want these people to abuse me. And he had the job finished so that he died. That wasn't coincidental. God had determined now it's time. And he had King Saul killed. God said, I removed him from the earth. Now, here's the thing. King Saul did live for a number of years before dying, a number of years after God had rejected him. And so you can't just assume that a person has until they breathe their last breath to be saved, to be rescued from the eternal consequences of their sin. The Bible says that the Spirit of God withdrew from King Saul. But King Saul lived on for some years after that, still serving as king, still on the throne, still fighting battles, but with absolutely no hope of being received into God's eternal presence when he died. Absolutely no more hope of that. That was gone. And God said, I will not withdraw my love. Speaking again to David, I will not withdraw my love from your son the way I withdrew it from Saul. God had withdrawn not only his spirit, but his love from Saul. He had withdrawn his love and his spirit from King Saul. Some people make the mistake of saying that God will always love every individual who's ever born. That's not what God teaches. You read in Jeremiah and other prophets too, but Jeremiah, he talks about how he takes his joy and his peace away from people while they're still living on the earth. They're living on the earth with nothing to experience but misery because God takes away from them after their persistent sin his peace and his joy. We got to study that Bible to find out who God really is. Now, he really deals with people. It's not all about punishment, but it's not all about mercy either. All right, so keep that in mind. And partly because I want us to realize we cannot take God for granted. This is a time of release, renewal, and restoration. And one of the points that I want us to get to is this. When it is time for release, renewal, restoration, God is looking at a number of events that are taking place and a number of events that need to come together before he will do for us what he has already planned to do, what he has planned to do. So let's look at some definitions here. Starting with release, because this is critical. Again, release, renewal, and restoration. And I'm going to share some definitions from Webster's, and I'm going to share with you the definitions that really capture the ideas and the principles that God wants us to be thinking about as we consider this time of release, renewal, and restoration. Release means to free from confinement, bondage, obligation, pain, emotional strain, etc. Now, let me share that with you again. To free from confinement, bondage, obligation, pain, emotional strain, etc. You get the picture. It's not just those, but those give you an idea of what mankind, what an individual, what a group can be and sometimes needs to be released from. As we go through these, be thinking about what's going on in your life and what you specifically need to experience when it comes to release. Now, as you think about that, there are two categories of release that I want you to be thinking about. What I just shared with you is what we would be released from. But I also want you to be thinking about what you need to have released to you. So release from, release to. What do you need to be released from? What do you need to have released to you? All right. So when we come back, let's take a look at the definitions for these other two words, renewal and restoration. And again, these are Webster's definitions because, as many of you know, I don't think it's, you know, that good an idea for each of us to make up our own definitions. And we have 4, 5, 8 different definitions of the same word. And it's hard for us to move forward together because we're not on the same page as far as what we mean by what we're saying. But at the same time, please keep in mind that I picked out of the dictionary the definitions that fit the ideas that are in mind here as we look at this time of release, renewal, restoration. Back in a few.